There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, as we start the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, feeling almost battered and bruised. I know a guy that I could talk to about this because he's been through the mill for years writing about things that people were throwing GMO tomatoes at him before there were GMO tomatoes. Why? Because he was right. And he was, well, telling people about things they didn't want to hear, particularly in the vaccine world long ago and a lot of other things. My good friend, author of Official Stories, Liam Schaff.
What's up, yo?
Yo, dog.
Yo, dog, what's happening,
yo? Got my ears going. You know why I introduced you that way? Because
I heard you're anti-Jewish now.
I'm anti-Jewish, right? No, I thought I was Uncle Jewish, not anti-Jewish. But why do you say that? Why would you say that, Liam?
Because that's what they're saying in the papers. You said something about our favorite, John Stewart.
Stewart. Yeah, in fact, I was moved to say that, and it was no plan. I was on the air hearing what he had to say, and then suddenly it dawned on me, this guy doesn't know history. Oh, well, he does, but he was not paying attention to it at the moment. He was making fun of people or, pointing out how, well, science denialism was one of the words he used.
So yeah, yeah.
That annoyed me. And, of course, when John Stewart, starts saying, the fact that you're not vaccinating your child means that they're a threat to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You, now, suddenly, you've made a pariah and a scapegoat, much like what happened in, Germany, pre-World War II, between 1 and 2. They started blaming the Jews. They were the bankers, right?
Yeah.
They didn't round them up the first day. Wait a second.
They didn't round up the bankers.
No.
They rounded up the little shopkeepers.
Well, exactly.
Who fixed shoes.
Yeah.
They didn't touch the bankers.
No, but that's the thing is, though, when some people said, even one of the Jewish news people online, the Schmooze or something, said that I called John Stewart a Nazi, which I did not. I said he was using Nazi-like tactics and he should know better. Clearly they didn't differentiate because they hear the word Nazi, they stop thinking. But I think you've got to be sensitive with the heritage,
The National Socialists, what? The Jews are always the first people to call everybody else Nazis when they're not getting their way. So, John Stewart has invoked Nazi on his show over and over again. You have a picture of him dressing like a Nazi for comedy, so fair is fair.
Yeah.
There have been Holocaust after Holocaust after Holocaust. And right now, if you're a parent and you don't know what you're getting into, they'll take your kid and they'll inject that child with stuff that comes out of laboratories that contains aluminum, mm-hmm. sometimes mercury, thimerosal, polysorbate, they call it tween 80, I think. The stuff that caused the squalene that caused all the Gulf War syndrome, or at least is so positively linked to it, you'd be very foolish to get into a long fight about it.
Right.
They don't care. They don't want to care. They don't want to know. As far as being anti-science, anti-uncle science, you can go through the medical literature and read the hundreds of papers that say, yeah, this substance, if injected into the human body, will cause this aberrant toxicological effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's not complicated. It's not really controversial among toxicologists, but the world is run by virologists.
Right.
And Robert, I can't think of a time when virologists have been right.
Well, the only one that remotely gets it, Peter Duesberg, who has called out, although, he acknowledges these toxicological causes here, and doesn't ignore a virus, but again, I think our understanding of viruses, we've talked about this, one day we'll look back and we'll say they were never the cause of disease.
Oh, I don't think we get to look back. I think that we're embracing the gentle, you know, I'm reminded of, is it Dylan Thomas, fight against, rail against the dying of the light, do not go gently into the dark night. I think that we're entering truly the decline of the species on the planet. Now, I know that sounds odd to people.
You,
and
you
people,
always bring us up on a Friday going into the weekend.
Yeah, party time.
Now we want to drink heavily even though we don't drink.
Oh, take some cannabis. Take a lot of cannabis. I know that the left-wingers who are tuning in to bash you think that I'm talking about some biblical apocalypse. I don't even think Jesus was an historical person, so put that in your pipe and smoke it. What I'm trying to say is this. Fukushima, everybody. Fukushima, Mona Moore. You go to ENE News, ENENews.com, and you will read that there is a cancer epidemic underway in Fukushima. The rates are up 6,000%, 6,000% in children. In something that used to be one in a million chance of getting a kind of cancer, it's about one in 3,000 in the Fukushima prefecture. One in 3,000. That's, you know, 61 times.
Yeah, but TEPCO's, you're sponsoring the Olympics.
Are they?
Yeah. Really, seriously, can you imagine?
Yeah. Listen to this. Jeff, and this is all ENE News, ENENews.com. They're right. They're the aggregator that you can't beat with this information. Japan government expert, nuclear fuel contained melting, melting long after injecting seawater into it. So they're talking about how, remember when we saw those helicopters and the ships, you know, spurting water towards the reactors?
Yes.
We thought, well, what's that going to do?
Mm-hmm.
We were right. Didn't do anything.
Right.
That continued to melt down. Now we have only some of the Fukushima melted fuel is now solid. It still remelts because it's just so hot. And I think to people who, you know, listen, I'm more left-wing than any left-winger I know, and I'm more of a conservationist than any so-called conservative. So that's right. I'll wear my credentials on my sleeve. If you say that you care about animals, and I don't know a lot of people who actually do. People who say they do chomp down on animals all the time. They don't really think about it because it's okay with them. But if you say you care about animals, the death rate among marine mammals, large marine mammals, mm-hmm. is increasing and is becoming terrifying to people who are in the animal rescue business, the business, you know, the volunteer business of animal rescue. And if you look to the news, the mainstream news in Los Angeles, you see things like animals basically dying on our beaches along West Coast. New worst calamity seems to be unfolding. The experts say the animals, and I'm talking about seals, sea lions, are like walking skeletons, so hungry they gnaw on rocks. The skin is hanging off.
Wow.
Maybe the fish have all left. Prepare for the worst. And you get this on Fox, San Diego, LA Times, San Diego Union Tribune, the Orange County Register. These are not bastions of left-wing monkey wrench gang, anti-establishment environmentalism.
But they're still arguing for, well, we ignore it because we can't do anything about it, or we're ignoring it because we're still waiting for the alien technology to clean it up.
Nobody's paying attention. The same way that when I was in California a few months ago, everybody knows the towns are literally going away because, and I hope that people who tuned in to hear you bash John Stewart are listening, because you got to understand something. We're not there to bash John Stewart. He's a funny guy, but he's way outside his pay grade. He doesn't know what he's talking about because people don't read the scientific literature. Period. End of story. That's it. Take your arguments and go home and read the scientific literature. So what's happening in California when I was there is that the drought, you know, was overtaking the state, continues to. The press was saying, or the environmental press was saying that they were drilling wells down in the Central Valley to 2,000 feet beneath the surface to get water to make carrots and broccoli for the nation. That means that it's almost over, Johnny. It's almost over. So what I'm genuinely saying is the Pacific Ocean looks to be in a not that slow death spiral. This was 4 years ago in March. They've had a mass die-off of sea stars. Sea anemones in Hawaii are becoming blackened with fungus and dying. And these animals are showing up on the West Coast. dead, you know, dying because they didn't, because the small fish are apparently gone. Now the left will say, global warming. You know what? Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm just about tired of that. I've long since tired of it. You know, we've talked about the toxicological danger and damage, the pollution, of course, which is something that you think if they would have targeted that, it would have been a better sell. But for whatever reason, another economic reason, they chose otherwise. Now we're dealing with another form of toxicological exposure. This is the ionizing radiation.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's not like we've never talked about it. But what do you do if you talk about it day in, day out? I mean,
you can't talk about it day in and day out. There's nothing. I tried doing it for a while. I got so depressed. Listen, what I really tell people is if you want to know the truth, this may be the last. Most of the people alive now, especially people being born now, will not die of old age.
Well, you know, listen, even in the so-called peer-reviewed literature, they've announced that this is the first or generation that they expect will live shorter lives than those previous because life life expectancy was extending, primarily, of course, due to reduction in childhood mortality, I guess, if you call about dying in childhood, a few other things, of course.
Well, but, plentiful food that, you know, that we got from Monsanto land, you know,
right.
You stuff people with calories. And we put sewage systems in the early middle 20th century. Nobody pays attention to that.
Yeah. I mean, when we talk about diseases, eradication, of course, we bring that up, the terrain, all of the time. The terrain in this case, of course, is the invisible damage to the terrain, the constant ionizing radiation, which, again, carcinogenic, causing genetic mutations. Maybe we go into the realm of Dr. Duesberg. We talk about this aneuploidy. Again, these things that are causing chromosomal abnormalities. We do the level best we can, Liam, as you know. Talk about the things that can help neutralize it to the best of our ability.
I know, and I'm coming on to direct people to look at the CNN news because everybody fights all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They fight about the vaccine war. They fight. People used to fight, you know, about HIV tests. I used to talk about that. People fight about global warming. I'm trying to explain something to people. We get a very short time on this planet, as far as we know. So you do the things that you really care about and love the people who you care about and don't get hung up on what, you know, the propaganda machines tell you. And if Jon Stewart has long since graduated from being a comedian to being a very active part of the propaganda machine. And if
right.
you don't know that, you don't know what you're dealing with when you look at the big media.
Well, listen, we're about on a break here. Liam Sheff is back in a little bit of radiational update, Fukushima Pacific, the slow, insidious thing that is happening, whether you pay attention to it or not. If you plan to be around for a while, there's some things we got to talk about. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. Even when I talk about tactics that Jewish guys that are funny shouldn't be doing. All right, we'll be back with Liam after this. I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing important for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, now we want to take a trip a bit down memory lane, Liam.
Mm.
When you lost your life partner, Helen, you know, that was obviously a major trauma. You know, I went through it with you from a distance, obviously, just as a supportive friend. And, you know,
you were a good friend.
And yeah. Just, you know, but my heart hurt for you, you know. Suddenly, you know, your loved one is taken from you with no warning. And, you know, there were times where you wouldn't want to go on. And
no, I was openly, I didn't deny that I just didn't want to be here anymore in that first, especially
no, you
in that first year.
Were open about it. Now, I didn't say, don't say that. I think that's the worst thing you can say because these are real feelings, but you just want to be there, right, for someone in pain. But, you know, obviously you focused a lot of your attention on Official Stories, which to me was an extraordinarily important book, and I'm so pleased, obviously, that it's out there. And if you haven't read it, please pick it up. But you have more stories to tell, and you decided to go fiction this time, which is interesting. This is a whole new realm for me with you. What is that?
Yeah, well, it's barely it's adjusted autobiography, so it's fictional. I've taken different periods of my life, but the story wanted to come out of me because I was researching how relationships work, and I more or less discovered that I never really have been somebody who understood the concept of lifelong. Sort of Judeo-Christian monogamy where you make a promise and you're dead, you know, you've sinned terribly if you ever break it, even if you're talking, even if you're communicating everything. So my relationship with Helen was really about communication and a lot of love. And we had, you know, just an incredible gentle growth, over a number of years. I mean, you know, we never really stopped figuring out our growing. And if she were here, I would assume that we'd still be, and in a way we are. So, still be growing and learning. What I'm doing with this novel, which should be out near the end of the month or the beginning of March, is telling some of the story of Helen and myself and some other people that I knew and my time in Boston and how things came about. And the idea that I didn't really know anybody who was very monogamous. I knew a lot of people who loved each other. I knew a lot of people who were questioning and wondering. And I got, you know, into some near misses, and there were some comedic scrapes that I had to sort of, you know, leave. Okay, no, can't, bye. I wasn't the most daring person that I knew. I had some other people who were more daring. So the book is events and conversations that changed me from being a writer at a little newspaper to being, an artist. And because I am an artist anyway, so I've taken some liberties so I don't just tell, so I'm not locked into telling a precise story, which I have to reveal everybody's name and all this other stuff.
Okay,
and
so you fictionalized a little bit of it, but the essence is sharing your story. Of course, you talk about Helen openly in it because she's no longer with us in the physical sense. What do you hope to do with this, telling this story? I know these things are also cathartic. When you release them, you understand more about them, but what do you hope to communicate with a story like this?
Number one, it is cathartic and it's really fun to write. I've been reading it to a few people and they really like it. It's not a sad story. I mean, it's a sexy story. Nobody dies in the story. The story is about the beginning. The story is about the joy and confusion of discovery of somebody who is your partner, but not in a way you expected. And there are other people who are dating throughout, and there are, you know, it's a way to explain what I was trying to tell people, which was this stuff that we inherited in these books is probably not the actual truth. Remember, I was talking about anthropology and history and herding culture and all, you know, versus agricultural culture versus foraging culture. And that's not as much fun to read about as the real life adventures of a misfit like me, adjusted a little bit, you know.
Sure.
So I don't, you know, betray anybody's confidence, and changed a little bit, but true to life.
Well, if we want to know more about what makes you tick, I mean, will we learn something here? I mean, people have been watching and listening to you for years and go, well, how did he get where he is?
But you'll learn, yeah, you will, but you'll learn maybe about what makes you tick too, because the characters I think are relatable and, you know, they come in different shades and colors. Some of them are a little darker, some of them are a little lighter, some of them are more and less conventional. And it's also a nice little portrait of being in your 20s and 30s in Boston, which was a delightful thing to be.
Yeah. Well, Liam, do you have a title yet?
I'm torn between two, but the series, because it's a series, the series is called True Romance. So whatever the title of this book is, the series is True Romance because I wanted to redefine what a romance novel is. A romance novel isn't meeting in an exotic location, going to a hotel, having $1 million, whatever. It's living your life. It's the moments in elevators at work, talking to people in cars.
Being
at a party.
Here and now.
Here and now.
All right. Liam, thank you, my friend. We'll catch up more later.
Thank you, Robert Scott Bell.
All right. Back.
Friend of all people.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, reminding y'all, of course, we do this for free, technically. I mean, right? Do we charge you to listen to the show? No, we don't. In fact, it's a healing ministry to me.
Charging $1.99 a minute.
I forgot Super Don. Jeez. This is not the best at economics here. But, you know, why I say this is like it's a ministry to me. It's what we must do to bring out a little Hebrew, a mitzvah, doing a good deed. But I would ask, if I could ask anything of you, is to say thanks to those sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. You know, our good friends like Dr. Newsom and the Super Earth Energy, Digestive Detox, and Inflammagon. These are excellent products. I mean, the things we talk about here, we don't talk about them because, oh my gosh, they're an advertiser. No, because we use them. We approach some of these folks. If they approach us, there's a litmus to go through before we're going to be bringing them on board.
And there are people that have approached us that we've said no.
That's right. That's right. So all the links are up. You'll see banners in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as well. Say thanks, because this is indeed really, as you found, a valuable message, even though we don't charge you for it. Also, remember, Hemp Meds has got a great deal. I think today it expires. They said a 20% off deal. You've got to ask for, who was it, Trina and I forget the names.
Trina?
It's in the show notes.
Hold on.
But,
hold
yeah,
on.
If you call them today, right, this is expiring, you get 20% off all Hemp Meds products. And then if you ask for these two people that Superdon's going to find, because I'm not looking at the notes right now, we're going to get...
I know Trina. For some reason, Trina's the one.
Maybe Trina's the one you got to talk to today if she's in. But they're going to give you even more than 20% off. So that's totally
okay.
Cool.
Okay. Okay.
So let's see. Superdon, is your digging through there. Blowback on the John Stewart discussion, right?
Yeah. If man, you haven't heard, day that was yesterday.
If you're just catching up to us, this week was intense because on Wednesday's show, I called out John Stewart for promoting Nazi-like tactics against families, moms, dads, that have children that are not vaccinated. Like they were being, you know, freeloaders. That's another concept they use against people. You're freeloading. It's like the least of our concerns is freeloading or not freeloading. The real concern is our own children. And we've decided that vaccines are not worth the risk. And in fact, there's even more than that. Oh, by the way, Renee or Trina, if you want to call up Hemp Meds, 866-273-8502. It's in the show notes. Go check it out there. We look at this, and of course, they're trying to ascribe all kinds of motivations to people who don't vaccinate. And most of the people who don't once did. And they found out it was so dangerous when their child was injured, and in some cases even killed. So it's hard to argue, yet they're still trying to do it. It's a real David and Goliath battle, and they're throwing billions at this thing. And, you know, most of these people don't have any money. They're just barely surviving because they're having to take care of kids that are so injured. The state won't take responsibility for the injury in most cases. The National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court may deny them, or they didn't even know about it, and statute of limitations ran. And now they're suffering because of you people, not you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, except a few of you. You know who you are. You're the ones that are angry at me right now, who are arguing that we should just suck it up and allow our kids to be injected because you feel it'll protect your kid based on the garbage concept of herd immunity where we're all a bunch of moo cows. I'm more interested in specific immunity. I'm more interested in strengthening the function of the immune system of your child if you would so be open to it, as I do for my own children and those who seek out this kind of help. Specific immunity is ultimately the only immunity you have. The idea of herd immunity is nonsense. It's about lowest common denominator. Make everybody equally sick so nobody can manifest the expression of the disease as you describe it or define it. And then you say you've succeeded. At what? Creating chronic diseases like never before in young children that have never before existed. So this is the kind of thing we need to uncover even further as we review the attacks on the so-called anti-vaxxers, which is just a bogus statement that was focus grouped into existence, Superdon.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, listen, here's the way I look at it. I mean, we've been talking about vaccines for a long time. People know where we stand.
Yep.
And, you know, people understand where both sides of the debate stand on the issue. Okay? I mean, there's no mystery.
Yeah.
Okay? But for me, this is not a discussion about vaccines, whether they're good or bad, or, you know, how many you should get or anything like that. To me, I'm really ticked off because I can see through the matrix on the situation.
Right.
And what we're witnessing right now is something in my entire career in talk radio, I have never seen this before.
Never seen anything like
it. There is an organized effort that is going on. Somebody's wagging the dog here, and we are going to address this on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So stay tuned for our Sunday edition, 1 in the afternoon Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And, of course, around the web, around the world, on so many websites, including our syndicator, GCN, naturalnewsradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, Epic Times, and I probably missed a few. But yeah, this is
which
really
is a good thing.
Yeah, I know. So let's see what else we get. Oh, you know, this is sort of not a question of the day. A comment of the day came through the website. This is from a K. Bryson. You have no memory of the days before vaccines were available, of being sheltered from public by parents in the summer, by schoolmates deafened by measles, crippled or simply disappeared dead by polio. What is this saying? Doomed to repeat the mistakes of the past by our inability to remember? Sadly, I remember. I vaccinated my children, now grown, as I emphatically emphasize to my children the importance of vaccinations for themselves and the social group's health. Those of us old enough to remember have an obligation to tell our tragic stories and to challenge misinformation with our history. All right? Fine. Great. Your memory, though, does not mean that the vaccinations were the things that suddenly prevented these diseases. In fact, I'm not disputing the reality of your memory, Kay, as you describe it in that letter to me. But I don't share your belief that vaccines resulted in this improved health or immune health, if that's what you're in fact claiming or indicating or insinuating. Because history is a funny thing. If you get to write it, guess what? You get to erase the parts you don't like. And that's what we're dealing with today. Your memory doesn't take into consideration or account the many people that saw homeopathic doctors, naturopathic doctors, herbalists, and other alternative, that are not really alternative, but they're natural healers, and the success they had in overcoming these things. Nor does it take into account that 99.5 to 99.9% of the people who are diagnosed with polio never get paralyzed, no paralysis whatsoever. So polio is the virus that causes paralysis in everybody it touches except for 99.5 to 99.9% of them. Again, it's a cognitive dissonance here to hear that, if you can let that soak in to understand what that really means. Right. And as far as the measles deficiency, it's a vitamin A deficiency that causes the sensitivity to light. Hiding people in the dark is a stupid thing to do. Giving them vitamin A in these cases is a smart thing to do. Giving them antibiotics for a virus, a dangerous thing to do. Suppressing the fever, a dangerous thing to do. Again, we have schools of thought here that are radically different. Your history, your memory, does not include the history that was erased. Read Divided Legacy by Harris Coulter, if you care, just like you said about history. The questioning of vaccines is not new. Not new at all. Nor is it isolated to a small group of angry moms, because there are many medical professionals that also share our concerns here. While, listen, you know, Super Nine, I'm very vocal about this. I would defend your right to vaccinate your own children because they're yours. They're not mine.
Absolutely.
But I'm not going to sit idly by while many, perhaps you, I don't know, Kay, if you're doing it, but many are clamoring, particularly in the media, for government to use force against those of us who do not wish to allow vaccines for our kids.
Oh, it is a serious full court press that's going on.
Totally. Now, we've linked to an interesting story at Health Impact News that has three doctors talking about a different perspective on vaccinations. Physicians, if you have an open mind, read it, watch it. I realize if you don't have an open mind, nothing I say is going to matter, but I still am going to say it because there are a lot of people on the fence about this, and they're being driven by fear back into the needles of Big Pharma. You have the freedom to do that. That's fine. But I also have the freedom to communicate about a whole other world that has been hidden from you. Hidden from me, even much of my young life before I woke up all of this. But, Kay, I appreciate you reaching out in what appears to be a respectful manner, and I will respectfully...
And I would have to say, of all the people that wrote about you or to you or regarding you over the last 24 hours, that was the nicest one. Thank you. I got props to Kay.
Yeah, and again, there may be a hidden agenda there, but I'm not even going to go there. I'm just, like I said, I'm going to answer it on the merits of the comments. And, Kay, I appreciate you writing in over at robertscottbell.com. Keep those cards and letters coming, so to speak. Here's another question of the day. What can be done for a dry scalp with large dry patches? Is coconut oil good for this? It is also very itchy. This just happened all of a sudden 3 months ago. Debbie Browse. Debbie, again, I have no idea in dealing with these issues individually enough about your case to give a definitive answer, and so I'm not playing your doctor, but what would I do in the cases if that happened to me? Sure, coconut oil topically, have no problem. I think it's a great idea. But itchy means, of course, could be dry, flaky skin. There could be a contact dermatitis scenario. Could be an eczema of some kind. Who knows what created it, allergy or exposure to something, a toxic heavy metal trying to come out. I think from the itchiness standpoint, there's a skin and irritations, skin itch and irritations relief formula by King Bio would be great. You can use that orally. You can even apply it locally. I would try the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel locally. I would increase essential fatty acids. But remember, that which is coming out through your skin is indicative of what is trying to come out through your body, your liver, kidneys, for instance, and, you know, your body is having to adapt, and the skin becomes the exit route. Is there mercury? I don't know. Could there have been a broken mercury light bulb exposure? Did you walk through a Home Depot or a Lowe's, right? We don't know, but I'm just speculating. That could be something. So, Debbie, pay attention to that, but homeopathy can help. The oils can help. Detoxing, you know, the internal of the body will help the skin to heal as well.
Wear a hat.
Wear a hat. I love that common sense. Taking it down to the brass tacks basic level.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. We got about a minute or so left.
We do. Listen, can I make one quick point?
Yeah,
and,
go ahead.
And listen, here's the other thing. You know, going back briefly just to the vaccination situation.
Sure.
I have a feeling that part of the strategy here could very well be that the pro-vaccine agenda army that is out there right now trying to, you know, stomp all over everybody, is pushing so hard, mm-hmm. hoping that we are going to overreact.
Sure.
And that's a common strategy. And so I'm going to recommend everybody listen. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Put your feet up.
Yeah.
Take a breath. Regroup over the weekend. Let's take a fresh look at this and, you know, let's figure out how to deal with this because it does need to be addressed.
Everybody, take a shot of CBD.
There you go.
And relax with me. You're right. Listen, we are doing the right thing. And you know in your heart you're doing the right thing. You keep doing it. There's a level of protection afforded to you, at least spiritually, when you're operating in truth and with an open heart and with the vitamin L that we have here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So let the love flow. We got a lot more of it. We'll talk about, I don't know what we're talking. Oh, man, we're really going to go there? Kangaroos?
Yeah, we're going to go to McDonald's.
Oh, no. Hang on. We're going to make it together. We'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds around you, calling out your name.
Jerry Zorn.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS80.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, what's the message, my friend? Stay strong. Stay strong. You are on the right path. You're doing the right thing. Don't be discouraged. It's not that, you know, we don't feel the emotions, the wounds, the arrows that are thrown at us and things like that. But be strong in the reality that you have made a decision to protect your children in the way you feel is right and your God-given rights. Don't acquiesce. Don't turn them over to the state. In fact, think about the things we've talked about over the last weeks, months, and years, in fact, to set you right, set you on that right path, or just facilitate your recognition that there is another path to go. If you love freedom, if you love liberty, make them argue for slavery, right? Don't take them on the merits of vaccines. They're not going to listen to you about the merits of vaccines. They're not going to listen to you about the science. Just stick with the message of liberty. Like I said, we have Norm Singleton on. You know, we've talked about Ron and Rand Paul and others that are rooted in liberty. Even if they're pro-vaccine, that's okay. I got good buddies. Some of my best friends are pro-vaccine. Remember Dr. Mark Chayot?
Mm-hmm.
He's a pediatric surgeon. He's a good friend. We respectfully disagree about vaccines, but we're still friends. So argue on the merits of freedom. Freedom. You are free not to be molested. You are free to have your kids not molested by the state, by medicine. They might try to argue otherwise, but make them try to argue that point, because that's a hard one to win. Arguing for tyranny, arguing for medical tyranny is a hard one to win.
Hey, take the weekend off and go read Art of War, okay. Sun Tzu. Yeah.
There you go. That's it. Heavy, light reading. That and Divided Legacy by Harris Coulter. So with that, why did you say we were going to McDonald's? I'm not going to McDonald's. What is that?
Yeah, well, you know, you've seen people with, like, you know, they've got the dogs,
therapy,
you know,
dogs,
they have therapy dog, and sometimes I've seen therapy cats before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've even seen, actually, believe it or not, I've seen a therapy monkey before. I have.
Have you ever seen an elephant fly, though?
I have not, because he didn't have the magic feather.
Oh, that's right. You're going back, Dumbo. I love it. We're old enough to remember those classics.
Yeah.
So evidently there's another animal that is also legitimately a therapy animal.
Yeah, and in of all places in Wisconsin, where I would not think you would find this animal.
The secret home to kangaroos. Kangaroos. Evidently, a therapy kangaroo was booted from a Wisconsin McDonald's. What? What kind of story is this?
Diane Moyer was asked to leave the restaurant after a customer complained about Jimmy, the eight-month-old kangaroo that she had sitting in an infant car seat.
Really? Why would you? You can't complain about a Jimmy.
It was in a car seat.
Yeah. Now, I've got problems with them taking this kangaroo to McDonald's. Maybe that's why they needed a therapy kangaroo.
I remember hearing one time that there was like this rumor going around that that's what the hamburgers were made out of at McDonald's.
That was another concern or consideration is that you bring the kangaroo in, you'll never leave with it. Because
one order for 10 kangaroo nuggets.
People do eat kangaroos, I know.
Yes.
I don't know if the PETA people do, but...
A therapy kangaroo. I've never heard of that before.
I think it's mean to a kangaroo to subject them to the winter in Wisconsin. But at least they got a good fur coat. But still,
That's true. And I guess if you did order the kangaroo some chicken McNuggets, at least they had a nice little handy pouch to go out the door with, right?
Happy meal. Do you need to want the box? No, just put it in my pouch.
Yeah.
Oh, man, don't feed your kangaroos McDonald's, please. Please don't.
But I mean, really, a therapy kangaroo, I don't know. That's weird, but at the same time, it seems kind of cool.
Hey, last note here. As I said, we welcome you back 6 days a week. We broadcast live Sundays 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern, 7 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday Eastern. And one of the stories we don't have time to get into in detail, but another CNN video interview mocking and basically denigrating the efforts of like the national vaccine.
We will talk about this on Sunday. Yeah. I promise you, we are going to destroy this video.
Right, and they're accusing there's big moneyed interest promoting this agenda of don't vaccinate, and all we're promoting is freedom and informed consent. But you're gonna hear some things that are quite astonishing. What they're claiming and the lines that they're drawing. And it's going to be embarrassing for them. Again,
do not throw stones in a glass
house.
Yes.
Yeah. And they might have a very big glass house, but it's still glass. And I don't care how tempered it is. We're going to show you how to counteract these anti-freedom, pro-immune destruction forces so that you can live unmolested with your children the way you desire. Without, of course, harming others. They're claiming that you are harming them, but that's it's an argument that they'll never win in
the court. They drank the Kool-Aid big time.
The vaccine Kool-Aid. Anyway, you drink the CBD. That's right. And all the other wonderful things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 6 days a week. Say thanks to all those wonderful folks. We appreciate Dr. Frank King. Thanks, Liam Sheff, for dropping by. Thank you, Super Don. And the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.